With solid majorities in both chambers, majorities in every committee, and the governor's pen on its side, it would seem the Republican Party is in a position to dictate policy throughout the state. But with more members comes more opinions, and in a number of public and less public disagreements, it's become clear the majority isn't completely unified of purpose. Republicans rejected Governor Rick Scott's choice for a party head, and more recently, discussions over the low-income pool, or LIP, which sends funds to hospitals for treating low-income patients, have given rise to renewed debate over expanding Medicaid. In the lower chamber, House Speaker Steve Crisafulli is adamant LIP funding and Medicaid are separate.
You know, some may say, well, just do Medicaid expansion, that'll take care of your LIP problem. That is not the case. I mean, those are two totally different issues from a funding standpoint.
In the Senate, some lawmakers are looking to get their hands on the federal funding that would come with Medicaid expansion. At the same time, some have looked askance at House plans for Amendment 1. Senate President Andy Gardner says there's still plenty of time for compromise, but he feels the Senate plan is better.
Ours is more comprehensive. Ours has a lot more of the oversight. It has the science-based decisions. It has the bike trails and the access to public lands, the land management. You know, those things are really important. And you know, we'll
But water is a bipartisan issue, and Gardner's sentiments are echoed by House Minority Leader Mark Pafford.
It's been described as, you know, the comprehensive water bill. And it's missing one thing. It's not comprehensive.
In particular, Pafford criticizes the choice by House leadership to rush the bill, sending it to the floor after just one committee stop.
We had two committees that, in my view, were bypassed on the water bill, both Ag and Natural Resources committees, one dealing with policy, one dealing with appropriations.
Meanwhile, Democratic senators are focusing their efforts on fighting discrimination.
We have a great ability being able to enforce the rules as Democrats here in the Senate to stop discriminatory bills like that, that not only hurt and discriminate against our citizens, but give our state a bad name. And so we look forward to crushing that bill if it ever makes it over here.
Orlando Democrat Darren Soto is coming out swinging against a House bill filed by Frank Artilis, a Republican from Miami. But his statement points to the strategic realities of a minority party. It's far easier to block legislation than pass it. But Senate Minority Leader Arthenia Joyner points to her caucus's fortitude in the face of failure and notes the courts have been on their side for issues like welfare drug testing.
On the scale of things, this is a win. And we're seeking other wins. You know, you have to continue to fight, and that's what we do every day. We've never stopped.
The Department of Children and Families chose Tuesday not to continue its appeal to reinstate a law championed by the governor that would drug test welfare recipients. Senate Democrats also introduced measures that would increase minority police recruits, encourage the hiring of former felons, and prohibit employment discrimination based on pregnancy, sexual orientation, or gender. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.